boy that he spent a lot of time with a girl, they'd say he was what?
In love?
Okay, he was, and he was doing what with her? He was
flirting with her.
Flirting with her, okay. And if they got serious, they'd start to?
Steady, going steady.
Going steady, okay. She'd call him her?
Boyfriend.
And he'd call her his?
Girlfriend.
Now, if a boy came home late at night, if you came home late at night, Alec might see you had
lipstick
on your collar, he'd say you've been
courting.
He'd say you've been out
smooching.
Okay. if a girl didn't want a guy to come over to see her anymore, what would she do? She'd do what?
Stand him up.
Okay. But if she did, if she loved him, they'd go ahead and get
married.
Get married. Any kind of funny ways folks would say that? Something about getting hitched. Getting hitched. Okay. At the wedding, the person who stands with the groom is the
best man.
Person who stands with the bride is the
bridesmaid.
Bridesmaid.
Groomsmaid, but we always said best man.
Yeah. Now, you know, further up in the county they grow that stuff that you have to keep in water all the time. Y'all have any of that down here? Y'all grow any of that?
Rice?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We don't raise it, but they got it. It's acres and acres of it right back at Lake Village here. And you notice them dry field stubbles?
Yeah.
Well, that's rice.
Well, it's not flooded.
I know, but I mean, it's water time.
That's dry. I mean, it's...
That's well, last year. That's where they harvested last year.
Oh. And they're going to flood that in the spring?
No, they got replanted. That's just dead stubble.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be reseeded. If it get dry, they'll dist it real good. And then they broadcast seed out there. And if you get rain, will bring it up, and then hair it off. Or if the weather stays too bad where they can't get in it,
yes, sir,
they'll reseed them with an airplane and just flood it.
You raise cotton sometime around June, when you couldn't get in the cotton anymore, they'd say it was what? So your cotton was.
You mean a lay-by?
Yeah.
That's in July.
July?
Yeah. You lay by your crop.
Lay by your crop. In other words, you don't go in anymore.
That's right. But you poison it. That means you don't cultivate it anymore. But it's getting away from that. Now, years ago when I come up, we used to always lay by 4th of July.
Never in a hurry, were you?
This always says lay by time. That always was the old expression, lay by time. But I don't know, it's just different now. Your climate and everything else. Your crops are later. See, we used to pick cotton in August. Now it's been late as October, picking cotton now.
When you got the weeds out of it, you'd say you were doing what?
Hoeing. Chopping and hoeing.
Chopping cotton?
And I chopped a many days and picked a many pounds. We used to come home school and chop cotton till dark. When we were in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd come home school and we'd go pick cotton. On Saturdays we'd pick cotton.
Good strong back.
Hmm?
Well, sure. I picked 264 pounds one day.
It's good.
And I wasn't over 14 years old either.
That's real good.